BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's another new elevator pitch with the fired candidate from last night's Apprentice. They have to impress me or they get fired again. Me against Chris on Real or No Real, with an astonishing fact about TV couple Matt Edmondson and Rylan, and because of another listener who has a hot job, I reveal my favourite shake of all time. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. So your Friday lunchtime is on with Scott Mills. Can anyone else tell me, are they the person, if they go to an exercise class, that always gets made an example of?
In a good way or a bad way?
Always a bad way. I would say, I don't go to them that often, but I would say 9 out of 10 times that I do go, I'm the one that gets picked on, and I've had enough.
Is that because you're not putting enough effort in?
It's because I'm always doing it wrong. So today, I went for a little spin class. You know what that is?
Cycling?
Bikes that don't go anywhere. Yeah.
So how are you doing that wrong?
Because it's...
You weren't going reverse on the bike, were you?
No, because it's not just cycling. You have to lift your bottom off of the seat for most of the class. And I wasn't doing it right. So the guy comes up to me, actually kind of strokes my hand, a bit weird, and like there's normally it's really dark in there. There's a spotlight basically on me, so everyone can see. Mm. And he's like, get your booty back over the saddle.
Where was it?
Also, don't call it booty, please.
So you've been told off
with that. I got really told off today, yeah.
You're not really used to being told off, are you? It's not something that you really encounter very much.
Well, I'm a grown man. I didn't really want to be told off that much.
No, but I just don't think you've been told off in a while. You know, most people in their jobs at some point has had to encounter a telling off.
Yeah, well, I got told off.
No one does that with you, do they?
I got told today. And I'm just thinking back, all the other ones I've been to this year, whether it be, well, any kind of class, I'm always the one that gets made the example of. Let me know if you're that person as well, please. Make me feel better.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Yesterday we were joined by star of Geordie Shore and X on the Beach, Scotty T, for Innuendo Bingo. Ooh, it was wet. And the shirts were off. He seemed to be in such a good mood yesterday, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
He loved this one. Next, we're going to BBC Radio 4 for the afternoon play. And it's the mustard car. Scott, are you a fan of radio drama?
I love the radio drama.
I knew you would. Well, here we join the characters having what sounds like lots of fun at the fair. And I reckon, Scotty, this is right up your street.
We walked back to the fate, where Tom had just knocked down 10 Skittles. Let's go and smash the rat.
Also a big fan of this one. Now we have an absolute classic from BBC Hereford and Worcester. BBC local radio have a lot of phone-ins, but I think maybe this one was a little bit ill-advised. Here the presenter is asking, what's the best thing you've ever been up?
In my adult life, I think the most interesting thing I've been up is Lord Hereford's knob.
It was a good one yesterday. You can relive the entire thing right now if you want to have a little look. Shirts off midway through, actually. I haven't got a time code for you or anything. You'll find it. Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. Oh, this is so good. I keep forgetting and then it comes back into my head and I'm so excited. Next Tuesday, we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show and we are doing Innuendo Bingo after 9 a.m. playing the game on Tuesday. Honey G.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Remember I told you earlier in the week my friend Unlucky Gary is going to a mindful retreat this weekend, which I think sounds brilliant. I would actually love it, but it's not really for him, I don't think.
Mm. Yeah. Why did he sign up for it again?
Because he'd had a couple of drinks and then one of his friends, it was her birthday, and she was like, I really want to go to one of these retreats. He's on his way there right now.
It's just very unlike him. He struggled with Glastonbury. He struggled with the healing fields.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, he won't be allowed his phone.
He has little patience.
Or any beer. Anyway, this could make it more awkward. Martine from Suffolk's been on. Do you remember Martine's big dollop of love that we mentioned? She's making all the vegetarian food on this weekend.
Yes.
She just tweeted us going, on the way with a car full of vegetarian grub and great dollops of love. So that's going to be awkward for Gary when he meets her later, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, recently on the show, we've been talking about people getting in touch with us because they want to know whether we think they've got a hot job or not. A job that makes people go, yeah, 100%.
And just some makes jobs you more attractive just, yes, to people, you know, whether some it be boys, girls.
But I mean, some jobs are just hot, aren't they? Astronaut. But I mean, recently we had an environmental health officer, which at first we didn't think was hot.
But actually is quite hot. So I've got someone on the line now who wants to know whether we think they've got a hot job or not, all right?
Okay.
Is this an attractive job? Hello, Jordan.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Where are you at the moment? I'm good, thanks.
I'm just in Dubai outside the Palace Gate.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Chris. He's in Dubai outside the royal family's gates. What's your job, Jordan?
I'm the photographer for the KSA royal family.
That's the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia royal family, who have multiple residences around the world, one of them being in Dubai.
Yes, exactly.
And your job's there just taking photos of all that?
Pretty much, of like all their tea parties and all their events they go to, and just following them around, basically.
So wherever they go, you follow and take photos?
Yep. So far, I've been to Riyadh in Jeddah and in Dubai currently, and then I think we're going to France and Monaco, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
This is insane. And where are you right now? I mean, I presume that you get your own driver, right?
Yeah, I'm in the car now with the driver. Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hiya.
Hello.
Hello.
That was the driver.
Brilliant. And what car are you in at the moment, please?
Just a Porsche.
Yeah. A Porsche. Okay. Yep. And that's the car that takes you to them whenever they need you, right?
Yeah, pretty much. They ring my little phone, and then I pick up, and then they tell me where to go, and then I just go wherever.
This is insane.
About it, really.
What are the perks of the job apart from like free travel, luxury travel everywhere?
Whatever you want, almost, like clothes, food.
What's the food saying?
The food's good.
No. Yeah, but what? Hang on. He gets free clothes if he wants. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, they took me to Top Man the other night and just said, just take what you want.
Go mad.
Go mad.
This is insane.
Yeah, they did pay for it. Yeah. I'm sure it was.
I'll send you pictures of like the Top Man outing and things. And I also sent over like what they deliver, like cakes and sweets to your room and things daily.
They really look after you, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what you need, and maybe this is a job for me. I could come out and photograph you taking photographs of them.
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
Wow, your life is hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. It's so weird even saying that I go and meet a princess and prince daily and go out for meals with them as well. It's weird.
Okay.
Quite a hot job.
It's a really hot job, 100%. Don't you have to teach the princess something as well?
Yeah. I have to actually physically teach her, like, how to... We have, like, set subjects. I come up with the idea and things most weeks, and then we go out and shoot them.
What? So she's learning photography from you?
Yeah, she's learning photography from me.
And do you go out to dinner with them and that?
Yeah, we go out to, like, restaurants and things, and we all just sit around and chat. Like, their English is pretty good, but yeah. I'm trying to learn as much Arabic and things as much as possible, like halas and shway shway and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Also, here's my thing. I'm coming to Dubai in a couple of weeks, right?
Okay.
Right, so...
Hook-up time.
What?
Here for a hookup? Or...
Well, no, I want... Right, there's a guy from the Dubai royal family that I really want to meet.
Okay.
Sheikh Hamdan, do you know him?
I know they know him.
Right, they know him.
Sure.
Right, he's like the Prince Harry of Dubai. He is a dude.
Oh, right.
Right?
Okay.
He's got 3 million followers on Instagram. He's like one of the top...
He's a young fella, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's one of the top 100 like global personalities on Snapchat. He's amazing on social media. Because like he just goes to lush places all the time. He travels everywhere. You get like selfies from the top of the world's tallest building. Then you see him trekking on glaciers. Then he'll be like in front of the Lina Tara pizza. Then he'll just be doing some wing walking. His life is amazing.
So you want to meet him?
So can you get me to Sheikh Hamdan?
I'll try my best. I reckon I could probably get you a phone call, maybe even a meet.
But I'll be there.
I'll try.
Get me into the palace.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. How about I get the princess to ring you or text you?
Yes!
My God, if you're telling the truth here...
This is the best day of my life!
Like, seriously, Scott doesn't talk about this much, but it's like this is like his favourite place.
Oh,
like,
my word! And then they'll know Sheikh Mohammed.
Yeah. I got this job through, something in profile.com. So all my friends thought this was a joke and I was coming out.
Are you serious? What, so you found this on LinkedIn?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my word. Yeah. We should all maybe look a bit harder.
And all my friends were like, "You're lying. This is a joke. This isn't real. You're gonna get kidnapped.
Ridiculous.
You're gonna get your hands chopped off."
No, it doesn't happen.
And then, like, they Skyped me for the interviews, and then I got through each interview, and then she really liked my personality and my, like, she just thought I was cool, and okay. I was like, all right, sweet. And then they literally paid for my visa, paid for my plane tickets. Blah, blah, blah.
They won't mind that we're on the phone talking to you about this, will they?
No, I'm just waiting to go inside. So,
okay, yeah, right. Well, listen, get the princess to call me later, yeah?
Shake Mills.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
going to
happen.
Mills,
if you
like
want,
that.
If you want to see Shake Hamdan on Snapchat, by the way, it's FAZ3, Faz3. It's amazing. Right, good to speak to you, and thanks for the
thanks,
hookup,
guys. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll speak
next
to you
time
soon.
I need a royal, I'll speak to you. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Just looking up your Shake on Instagram.
I know it's like ridiculous the life he has.
I mean, some of the pictures, there's like one, I don't know if it's him or mates or something, but the videos are insane. It's like he's flying through the air.
Yeah, like narrowly missing really tall buildings, like Mission Impossible style. It's ridiculous.
There's him with all sorts of animals and just incredible places. Then you scroll down a little bit and there's one of him on the tube in London.
I know.
It is cool, though.
He is cool. So this morning, star of Strictly Come Dancing and, by the way, former politician, Ed Balls was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I never thought I would say that sentence. Ed Balls was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Ed told Grimmie that, bless him, no one's offered to take him on a night out yet, because when the show finishes, everyone goes to like a little bar. You went, didn't you,
yeah,
with me? And then at the end of that bar, when that closes, everyone's like, well, not everyone, but a lot of people are like, right, guys, let's go into town. Let's have a party. No one's been offering that to Ed. He's just like, okay, then I'll go home. He always gets left out.
Well, what, and then sees them all in the paper on a big night out?
Yeah. So Grimmie offered to take him on a night out instead.
Honest? Yeah. Yeah. We'll take you out on the beers, Ed.
Good.
Yeah, we'll do it. When you win, we'll take you out.
Proper solid house.
Yeah.
The big techno bass.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
What's that, that's what I want. Berlin?
We'll take you to the Berghain in Berlin.
Oh, what, a double TVR?
Yeah, you'll love that, won't he? Won't he, Fifi?
Absolutely.
You'll love it, yeah, yeah.
Do you have to wear funny clothes?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing plastic.
You what?
I'm not wearing plastic.
Oh, no, don't wear plastic, no. Don't
just
wear
to be
plastic.
Clear, there's limits.
No, you can't wear plastic, it's a rubber club.
Yeah, it's...
Rule one.
It is a rubber club. Also, they played Strictly Snog, Marry, Avoid. So, Craig Revel-Horwood, Len Goodman, or Bruno Tonioli?
I'd marry Len.
Why would you marry Len?
Well, because he's such a solid, dependable, wise, reliable guy. And, you know, I could go off clubbing with Daisy Lowe and come back in the morning and Len would be still asleep and say, did you make the tea? And he wouldn't know I'd been out. And
this is a wonderful life you're painting.
I know.
And then another sentence I never thought I'd say. It got quite political on the Radio and Breakfast Show.
Snog, marry, avoid, Theresa May, Jeremy Corbyn, Barack Obama.
Ooh. Snog, marry, avoid. I think I'm going to snog Barack Obama.
Obviously, because fit.
Marry Theresa May.
Right.
And avoid Jeremy Corbyn.
Right.
I'm really sorry.
Right, okay.
But you do know that Theresa May is backing me on Strictly.
Is she really?
And George Osborne. And Ed Miliband and Gordon Brown. It is the most amazing coalition. It's the first coalition which is united. Those
oh, bit of politics there on the Nick Grimshaw's show. If you want to look at the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Facebook, all the videos of Ed Balls from this morning and some of his best moments on the show so far, Radio 1 Facebook, Radio 1 Breakfast Show Facebook, you'll find all that. He's got to stay in for a few more weeks, surely. We can't have Balls out just yet.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So they're performing tonight in Manchester, then Norwich tomorrow, and London sold out crowds on Monday. This is Clean Bandit. Last time they were around was with that Louisa Johnson track, Tears, which they did in the Live Lounge in September as part of Live Lounge Month. Obviously, early in this week, Neil took his violin and left. He's leaving the band. He announced it via Twitter.
So what's the deal? Is there a replacement coming in? Is this where Sean Paul steps in?
No. Sean Paul's on this track and so is Anne-Marie. And I don't know, when it's like, when you leave a band, is it like with immediate effect? Like, is he gone already? Or will he be joining them at their gigs? Or is he like, I'm off?
And did Clean Bandit change the name? Do they drop the bandit part or drop the clean part?
No, it's still the same name. Clean Bandit, featuring Anne-Marie and Sean Paul. This is the new track. It's called Rockabye.
Call it love and devotion. Call it the mom's adoration. Foundation, a special bond of creation.
This bit's going to be missing from the live show now. Now that Neil's off.
There's always got to be an instrument on it. It's proper show-offy, isn't it? Yeah, we get it. Do classical music.
Yeah. I understand why you left now, says David.
Oh, that's harsh.
That's really harsh.
This has been a horrible link for them.
That is awful. I really like it, says Tim. It's all right, says Ollie in Sussex. That was Clean Bandit. Sean Paul, who is literally everywhere now, again. And Anne-Marie, and the track is Rockabye. It's Radio 1's track of the day. It actually getting a lot of positive reaction as well, I'd like to say.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Serious question. Do you think Honey G is going to win X Factor this year?
Because, yes.
Do you?
Yes, I really do.
Because if she does, then reality TV has actually just eaten itself completely. That's it. We're done.
Do you think she's going to win?
I think it's possible, yes.
Everyone looks forward to Honey G's performance. Even if you say you don't like Honey G and you're watching X Factor and they say, after the breaks, Honey G, you're more interested than any of the others.
I'm very excited to tell you that she's going to be in your Nabingo on Tuesday on this show. Only we're on in the morning, so just after 9 on Tuesday.
My name's Honey G.
Honey G.
Sweet like Honey G.
And where are you from?
North Wheezy.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Also, do you think that
rubbish?
Do you think that we're... do you think that you'll be able to, in the time where we meet her and we play Inuna Bingo with her, yeah. Do you think you'll be able to tell whether it's an act or not?
Yeah, oh, I'm 100%. I'm going to test her.
Right.
I'm going to throw in little conversations, even when she thinks a song's playing. I'm going to really test.
Okay. All of this on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, or just after 9, when we play Innuendo Bingo with Honey G, and I will be wiping those blooming fingerprints off her sunglasses.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, well, there's no real point in me doing this, I suppose, but let's give it a go
Don't
anyway.
Don't be down on it. You need to be happy for me that I'm winning.
I am happy for you.
3-1.
Let's do bangers.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Sam in London. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right. What are you doing?
I am currently trying to calm a little Dachshund dog down because he's about to start barking. I don't want him to bark on Radio 1.
Oh, I can hear.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, cute. What's its name? Her name?
His name's Reggie.
Yes, Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie.
Why are you with Reggie today? Is that your dog?
No, I'm a dog walker.
Oh, yes, cool job. We get loads of people who are walking dogs whilst listening to the show. I always notice it on Bumbleo Wednesday for the shout-outs. Plenty of dog walkers.
Well, it's because we have to drive around quite a lot because we've got to pick them up. We do a lot of driving and, you know, we obviously do a lot of walking as well, but there's lots of driving, lots of Radio 1 time.
Yeah, with a niche awesome. Sector of the community like that, I just wondered, is there a dating app just for dog walkers?
I don't know. I don't need one, though, because I'm married, so it's all
fair.
Good.
Okay. It just strikes me as the kind of thing. It's a very sociable job, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and they have
a
them
dog
for, like...
walking dating app.
Well, yeah, they've got them for, like...
Sorry, can you hear it?
Yeah. They've got them for farmers now. They've got their own dating app. They've got people in uniform. They've got their own one.
It can be for dog walkers and those that fancy dog walkers.
I think that's genius. You should pitch it to Deborah Meaden.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Love it.
Anyone that we'd know that you walk the dog of?
I don't walk him, but my boss walks Grimmy's dog.
What? Really? That's obviously the boss's job, isn't it? Because he's the boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but she's lovely as well. She's really cute.
You know, Chris, my mate Robbie, and there's a company that takes his dog Rufus out twice a week.
Yeah,
and
you said this.
And they go around different attractions. So they've been Alton Towers. They've been...
They'll jump in the minibus for a day out.
Yeah, they've been Chessington. I think they've been Arundel Castle.
That sounds brilliant. Yeah. And he's a dog walker.
Well, no, they just get to go to different attractions and I don't know whether they go on the rides or all that, but I think, I'm sure Chessington was the last one they went to.
That sounds really good. It's more exciting than Victoria Park in Hackney, definitely. And,
well, yeah, but he sends me pictures of the dogs, like, all looking happy and just running around Chessington.
That's brilliant.
Or have I made that up, Chris?
No, you're right. It just seems odd that they travel so far to go to an attraction where they actually can't really go on any of the rides. I guess the atmosphere is quite fun, isn't
I think
it?
It's just more the atmosphere, really.
Right then, bangers business.
Okay, what have you got?
All right, what's your dog called, Sam?
Well, the one next to me is Reggie, but I've also got Marmite and Jet and Elsie in the boot as well.
Well, they're probably going to love this one. This
in
is
the
my
boot.
Song.
They're not
this
in the boot, are they?
No, two of them are. There's loads of room, though.
Oh, right, OK, but it's not like a closed boot, no?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, God, OK. All right, OK, so this is a bit of a random choice, right? But it came on Shuffle the other day. When I am on a night out, probably not for a while, but like a couple of years ago, I'd always put this on at around 2 a.m. when I was walking home. Are you ready for this?
OK, let's go.
This is an example song called Midnight Run, right?
I don't
know.
No harm done.
No, it's... You've got to trust me with this one. This is an absolute tune.
You're not going to pick this one, are you?
I don't know. I mean, it's not his...
If
it's not
know,
the most recognisable.
If people know this song, they'll know why I like it so much.
I can hear Reggie whimpering at the very idea of it.
I think Reggie wants it.
Or you can have this. Otto Knows Million Voices. I bet Reggie's perked up now, right?
That's a difficult one.
Is it though?
I've got to be honest, I've actually only heard one of them before.
Oh, which one could that be?
Well, it's your one, Scott.
Right.
I have to say, I'm going to go... I think I should ask Reggie, because he looks a bit worried, he looks a bit nervous. What do you think, Reggie? What do you reckon? I think you're right. I think he perked up a little bit when yours came on, Scott. So I'm going to go with Scott.
Oh, I am, please. Send my love to Reg.
I will.
Oh, apparently there is an app called Tin Dog.
For the dog walkers or
the
dogs?
To meet other dog lovers. See, I knew there'd be one.
The dog walk? Yeah. Okay.
Dog walkers. Right, I've won. Today, anyway. Well, that's awkward. Sophie Norwich is listening to the show doing her homework, meant to type coldest point in the Earth's atmosphere, and instead typed those that fancy dog walkers.
Sorry about that. That's a good song. Good Friday song. It's a really tricky song if you don't know what it's called, but you're trying to find it somewhere. It's hard to know what to type into Google, isn't it?
For this song?
Yeah, it's just... What's that song that goes...
Otto Knows, Million Voices... Did you do that out of sympathy?
No, I didn't.
Did you just fall on your sword there?
Have a look at all the messages that are coming in. Midnight Run is a tune. It's just a banger that you didn't know about. Unfortunately, it was a tough crowd for me. Neither you or Sam knew that song.
Yeah.
But if you know that song,
okay,
you'd love it.
Well, it's not too bad. I feel a bit better about this week now.
Yeah, you still lost.
Yeah, it's 3-2.
I didn't have the range for the whole week.
You didn't,
the first 3 days done, sort of tailed off towards the end of the week.
Yeah. So... I'm going to talk about The Apprentice now. We're not going to tell you who went out, but we are going to tell you some of the plot details. So if you haven't watched The Apprentice yet, then maybe just do something else for just a minute or two. And then after three, we will have the person that got fired on from last night. So just a little warning there.
Ideally something BBC-ish, though. I don't know, flip the Radio 4.
Yeah, of course.
BBC-ish.
Plenty of options on the BBC Radio iPlayer app, which is free for your phone. So last night, first up, if you're making sweets, which was the task, they kind of need to taste good, am I right?
Yeah, of course.
How about, anybody? Salt and vinegar fudge.
The weather is hot. I think ice cream will sell. It's mainstream, but you need one weird and wonderful
one
as well.
Weird. Just try salt and vinegar.
Now, I'm getting quite a very salty aftertaste in my mouth, which is not pleasant.
Not pleasant.
Not nice.
Not to me.
So, right, it tastes bad, leaves a salty taste in your mouth, like an aftertaste, but maybe don't choose it as one of your flavours.
You do get, like, salted chocolate pretzels. It is quite an on-trend thing at the moment.
How about do salt and vinegar fudge,
yeah. Okay.
And the ice cream rock?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Right, okay, so we salted caramel, that's popular. Vinegar caramel, not so much, but sure, let's go with it. Sofiane, meanwhile, seems completely unable to tell when negotiation is going badly or not.
We were looking at only spending about £200 to £300 with you.
I'm looking at more sort of the £400 mark.
I would say at this stage we'd look to buy less than that from you.
I understand what you're saying. We're definitely confident on the product in terms of quality.
You need to hear what we're saying in terms of what we can spend.
Oh, if you're comfortable to place £400 order.
But I'm not sure if you're hearing us.
Oh, right, especially when you then fail to make the product that you actually promised.
This is the corporate order that we made yesterday. We had a little bit of an issue. Well, one of the machines broke. These are what we had to produce in the end.
What I can do, I'm go in there, see if I can squeeze more money out of it.
Oh, good luck with that. Wow. Now, as we know, most candidates drop most of the ridiculous catchphrases and their claims of how great they are by week two. Week two or week three, but Karthik's still going.
I'm going to give buy two, get one free, so you get three for ten.
That's cheaper than £4.
It's cheaper than £4.
There you go. That's how you do the magic, you see.
I think this is it, you know. I may be an IT project manager, but I think deep inside, I'm the best salesman in the universe. Not in the world, in the universe.
In the universe.
I love him, the big K.
Big K.
Special K.
After three, we're going to do elevator pitch. We have last night's Fired Apprentice contestant about to arrive here at the BBC. Chris will be in the lift with them on the ground floor. They will ride the lift to the top floor, the eighth floor where we are at Radio 1. They have to persuade me of something in the time it takes to get from the bottom to the top using all their business acumen. If they do, we'll give them a full interview in the Radio 1 studio. If they fail to persuade me, they'll get fired again and never even get to the studios here at Radio 1 and go straight back down in the lift and out of the BBC building, and no one will ever hear from them ever again. It's coming up after three.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now on Radio 1, it is time for elevator pitch. We have last night's Fired Apprentice contestant here in the building right now at the BBC. Chris is with them and they're about to ride the large glass lifts from the ground floor all the way to the top floor, the eighth floor, which is where we are at Radio 1. And in the time it takes to get from the bottom to the top, the apprentice person must use all the skill and business acumen they have to try and totally persuade me on something. They've got to do like a big sales pitch on the subject that we give them. If they manage to persuade me by the time the lift gets here to the eighth floor, they can come to the studio and do a full exit interview about their time on the show. If I don't feel they persuaded me and my decision is final, they'll get fired again and they will get nowhere near the Radio 1 studio and will go straight back down in the lift and out the BBC building. You're about to find out who last night's Fired Apprentice candidate was. So if you don't want to know, move away from the radio. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
Where are you?
So I'm on the bottom floor. I'm here with Fired contestant. Do you want me to reveal their name?
Please do.
Okay. Say a big hello to Oliver. Hi.
Hello, Chris. Sorry, hello, Scott.
Oh, it's not a good start.
Not a good start.
Bad luck for last night?
No, it's great. It's been a wonderful experience. And live to find another day. I'm raring to go. All good.
Well, you say that. You've got to persuade me in the time it takes you to go from bottom to top, all right?
All right.
Good luck.
Right.
Thank you.
I've pressed the button on the lift. The doors are opening. We're now going into the lift.
OK, here's what you've got to persuade me today, Oliver. Chris Stark is about to be binned off this show if you can persuade me that you should be my new co-host.
Seems harsh. Go, go, go.
Chris, you, what the hell are you doing employing this absolutely shambolic creature? Turning up late to work, he's an absolute disgrace. Okay. You know, he's always late for work. I just cannot imagine what you're doing. You know, he's making excuse after excuse. He's hungover. He's just unpresentable. You need change, Scott. You need real change. Do you understand me? I'm absolutely, you know, tracksuit bottoms. What is he doing? You know, this. The Radio 1 needs to shape up. I've had enough. Where did he find this guy? Is he just, you know, off the street? You know, there's so much talent in the United Kingdom. What the hell are you doing, Scott?
Why should it be you, though?
Because I can bring new talent to this radio station, change that you've not seen. I've got sausage skills, I've got business skills, I've got all things all under the planet which you are not receiving at Radio 1. This has got to change, Scott, and I'm going to keep going.
Wow, this is a long
it's just an absolute disgrace. I mean, what would Lord Sugar say, Chris? This is the BBC, the finest establishment the UK's got. I mean, he's just a shamble. Why is he not in a tie, Scott? This is just not enough. I'm really at the end of my tether here, and it's just we've had enough. He looks a lovely guy, but it's just not delivering for you, Scott. So I'm going to really demand that change is implemented immediately.
Eighth floor, Scott.
Oh wow!
I mean, I could punch him.
I wasn't expecting it to be so aggressive.
That's my ruthless bit coming out of me now, Scott.
I enjoyed it because it wasn't what I was expecting. I think you did a good job there, Oliver, but I'm about to make my decision. Here's where we decide whether you get to come and do a full interview in the Radio 1 studio or if you go straight back down to the lift and never even get to Radio 1 and get refired. Oliver, I admit that Chris can be shambolic at times, particularly this week. I've had to really look after him. And he has turned up in tracksuit bottoms now, 2 days in a row. The standards could be slipping. I also like what you said about the BBC being the finest establishment in the world, and a shout out to your sausage skills, which were mentioned in your pitch. For that reason, Oliver, you can come to the studio.
Wow.
Wow.
You're the first one. Everyone else has gone down in the lift so far, so Chris, bring him through.
I'll bring him through to you, Scott.
Bring him to me immediately.
Right, I'll bring him to you now.
James.
Come with me, Oliver.
Well done. I'll see you in a minute.
Oh, yeah. You say it's over, that you're leaving, get out of my way. I'm blocking the door, but I say I don't care if you stay, care if you stay. Seems like no matter what I do, the message just ain't getting through. Just when I think we've hit a wall, you look at me and say, at me and say, baby, I'm sorry, I swear I didn't mean it that way. And I say, baby, don't worry, cause love ain't easy, but at the end of the day, even if the odds are, nothing. Out with my boys, yeah, we've been drinking. Now you're calling me, why you calling me? You asking where are you, it's late, it's 2:45. Are you kidding me? Why can't you just chill out, be cool, when you know I'm coming home to you? Just when I think you're about to hang up, girl, that's when you say, that's when you say, baby, I'm sorry, I swear I didn't mean it that way. And I say, baby, don't worry, but at the end of the day, even if the odds are up, even if the words run out, even if the times get tough, I know nothing will ever change my love for you. The world could stop, everything could all fall down, but I will never give you up, because nothing will ever change my love for you. We were built to last, built to survive. Space and time to let go would be a crime. How am I supposed to survive without you in my life? Oh, you should know that even if the odds are up, even if the words run out, even if the times get tough, I know nothing will ever change my life.
Even if the odds are up, even if the words run out,
okay, good. Craig David and Change My Love on BBC Radio 1. Welcome back, Chris. I enjoyed the... I don't know whether anyone else heard it, but I enjoyed the...
Change floor, shut is... up.
Here he is, our first apprentice candidate that's actually been to the studio. It's Oliver. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon, Scott.
How are you?
I'm feeling surprisingly upbeat, yeah. Actually. It's, God, what a rollercoaster of a ride. It's a tough old beast of a show.
Yeah.
It really is. And yeah, a lot of the viewers out there are probably soft Ollie, nice Ollie. You know, what the hell was he doing on a show like that?
Is it really stressful?
It is stressful. You've got to be able to multitask literally throughout the whole day. 2 hours of sleep. First night, we're up task one, selling to the trade and members of the public with the antiques. Obviously, did you see the feature when I basically came face to face with the bogus seller?
Yes, yes.
And that could have extended my stay.
Yeah,
a bit longer in the process.
Do you think that like often when you're project manager, if it goes wrong, then it's basically you're going to be out. Is it like poison chalice, do you think, being poison project manager?
That's a good way to point it. Exactly. So generally speaking, the project manager is always in the firing line.
Yeah.
So I had to take the blame, and I should have, it was always going to be, you know, thrown into the deep end. Lord Sugar says, right, Oliver, you are going to be project manager. And you can see Alana's face. She's just like, so frightening.
So what would have been the plan if you won the show? You're in the sausage business.
I am. So we, over the years, the business is called the Cumbrian Sausage Company, supplies Tesco in the North, Manchester and around, and Ocado, and we also do export to Waitrose in Dubai. The idea was to go further afield to places such as Australia, Singapore, build the brand further seas.
Build the empire.
Build the empire, absolutely. Lord Sugar, hashtag Porcos.
Now that you're off the show, is it back to being a sausage fest, is it, all the time?
No. I mean, they'd be doing Glastonbury, before I know it, Milt Wilderness next year, we were there this year.
The sausage will be on.
Move on, yeah. All these everywhere. Dance festivals everywhere. But no, it's business as usual. My motivation and passion just could not be stronger at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the great bunch of team, those candidates. So any...
Oh, do you really think that? I genuinely think you're a very nice person.
Yeah, no,
and I actually think you... Well... Yeah, maybe, because they are, a lot of them are like dragons, you know, they're really, they will stab you in the back if needs be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think, but back in the house, those guys, you know, couldn't have had a better word for me.
What I think is everyone should have a sausage in your honour tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah.
As a sort of, let's all raise a sausage.
Let's raise a sausage for Oliver.
To Oliver.
Yeah, I'll make sure, Scott, that we get some packs to you down if you're a sausage man at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
He definitely is.
You know, another thing I want to know, when Alan Sugar calls the house, do you actually really only have 5 minutes to get ready?
This is what I was always getting speculating on.
Everyone looks
pretty much. But I could say something which is slightly worse. 9 boys, the first task, 1 only shower worked. We're having cold showers at 3 o'clock in the morning.
They do that on purpose.
That's a very unpleasant.
Yeah, I thought character building.
I think you're right. They do it on purpose to kind of shake you up a little bit.
But it was an incredible house up in sort of North London.
Oliver, I've got one quick question about the house as well. Sorry if there's time, but it's in terms of people getting off with each other, happening?
Why you always go down this
you're
road?
You're trying to dig me a big, deep hole,
not really,
you,
I'm just saying, well, why? Have you been boffing?
There might have been a bit of that.
Oh, really?
You'll have to wait and see.
I'll take it back. It's a good question, Chris.
are we getting names or not?
Yeah, oh, God, just open the newspapers, Chris.
Oh, really? So it does happen in the house.
Steamy.
But don't you have boys' dorms and girls' dorms?
Yes, it's like the good old days of school. Anything. Yeah, but dormitories and a matron as well.
Sneak them in, innit?
You have a matron there?
Yeah.
You have a matron?
What the? It's fascinating.
Wow.
Senior lady of the house. Takes care of our well-being, indeed.
Oliver, you are our first apprentice candidate that's actually made it to the Radio 1 studio. We didn't send you straight back down in the lift, and it's really nice to meet you. Yeah, well
real
done.
Real pleasure, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, as
Cheers,
well.
Mate. Thank you, Oliver. Oh, there he goes. Didn't know my name at all, did he? Like, at all. The Scott Mills Daily. You can't be wearing them tracksuit bottoms to the Teen Awards.
Okay.
Where are your trousers? What's happened to your trousers in life?
A bit dirty, but it says to me...
You've got one pair of trousers?
At the moment, yes.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, I can't be bothered to explain about this. You'll only take the mic.
No tell.
Also, with you, the way you say it, it's almost like you're telling me what I should wear. So what do you want me to wear?
Just some nice smart jeans and a nice shirt.
I might do a fancy dress rehearsal for Halloween.
Seriously, though, where are your other trousers?
I've got one pair of trousers that I'm kind of having to do on rotation at the moment.
How can you do one pair?
I'm staying at my girlfriend's. Because I've got the jogging bottoms as well.
Right. What? So you've got one pair of trousers and one pair of jogging bottoms and they're just going in a rotation?
Yeah. It's really not that exciting.
Okay.
So what, Teen Awards, what are you wearing?
I think I'm going to buy something new.
Well, can you pick something up for me then as well?
Oh.
Well, no, because we might as well sort of match.
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to go to the shops tomorrow. Do you want me to get something?
Please.
You trust me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. And here's today's Real or No Real, and I'm playing against Chris. You ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
A man from Bristol called Ted has dedicated his entire life to becoming a parrot.
How does one go about that?
I suppose first things first, you're making yourself very colourful.
Yeah.
And all the feathers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to roll around in feathers, wouldn't you? Like, put some, like, I don't know, super glue on you or something, and then just have a little roll around in the feathers.
Yeah,
and then you could probably get from, like, some kind of duvet.
And then you start getting really irritating by just repeating back everything that's said to you.
Yeah. Actually, it's quite simple to become a parrot, right?
The human parrot. Incredible.
I just don't know why, and you hear about these, like, weird stories all the time, but I don't know why, like, somebody wakes up one day and goes, I just really want to be a parrot.
I'm surprised you haven't got a parrot. It's the kind of thing that you would do.
Why is it?
I don't know. It's just you. I can imagine it.
I have no pets.
I know. Controversial, that. If you were to have a pet, what would you have?
Probably a dog. But I would need to know that I was responsible enough to look after it well.
See, I think a dog's too high maintenance for you.
What, and a parrot's not?
Because you're away a lot. You need something that can look after itself a little bit more.
Like a cat.
Or a parrot.
No, but cats hate you, don't they?
This reminds me, I mean, you don't dress up as a parrot in behind closed doors.
No, I don't.
But you do that thing, you've said this before, where you will lean out of your window wearing a werewolf head.
Yes, previously from a previous Halloween party. I've got that. I enjoy that.
And scare passers-by as they go past your mansion.
It's actually kind of reminding me I might do it tonight. It's not a mansion.
Werewolf night.
Yeah.
Echo Falls.
It's not called Echo Falls either. That was just a rumour for the show. Is there a man called Ted who spent his entire life becoming a parrot? I'm saying no, it's too stupid.
I can kind of see this happening. I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I've got it here. Ted the Parrot Man from Bristol. Oh, he was one of the quirky guests they have on This Morning on a Friday. Eamon Holmes interviewed him. He's got horns on his head. Do parrots have horns on their head?
Don't know.
His outer ears have been removed.
What?
What? How do you remove your outer... Okay. And his eyeballs have been dyed blue and green.
I'm Googling now.
Just because he wants to look like a parrot. I didn't even know you could dye your eyeballs. This is breaking news to me.
It doesn't sound like something that appealing, though.
I would have my eyeballs different colour if I could.
He's gone quite parrot-like.
What? Talk me through the ears.
Well, he's got horns.
I want to know about the ears. How do you remove your outer ears?
A bit quirky. Oh, I don't know how to describe it actually, Scott. It's one to search for.
Okay.
But it's quite different.
Ted the Parrot Man, that's what you search. And next.
Radio 1's Matt Edmondson has only one rider request for the Teen Awards on Sunday. A box to stand on, so he looks as tall as co-presenter Ryland Clark.
Is Ryland doing the Teen Awards with Matt? Or appearing with him, maybe?
Mm.
Oh, okay. They are like a hot new double act now, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Who wears the trousers?
Definitely Matt.
Definitely Matt, 100%.
But is there going to be a time where it's like Matt and Ryland, even on Radio 1 as well?
Maybe, yeah, good point. I do find it funny when I see those two on TV together, because he is really tall.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt is a shorter man.
Mm.
But Rylan,
a shorter man.
What's wrong with that? Rylan makes himself taller as well because he'll put on shoes with kind of heels and stuff.
Oh,
as well.
She loves a heel, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it does look funny just because of the extreme difference.
I think they're really good together.
So do I.
I think the extra factor is really good with them on.
So if anything, I would say they don't need a box for the Teen Awards to bump Matt up a bit. If anything, I'd put Rylan on a box to make the gap even bigger. Right. So I think the bigger the gap, the funnier they look.
Yeah, and it's kind of a gimmick then, isn't it? It's like he's really ridiculously tall.
Yeah.
Like twice the size of Matt.
Yeah.
It would look weird having a box on stage, though.
Also, that's going to involve someone running on stage and whipping out a box. And you know, when you stand on that stage, it's quite, you know, everyone can see everything that you're doing. You're surrounded by people.
Yeah.
So for someone to quickly run out with a box, it's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah. But maybe they'll just, maybe on the cameras, because obviously it'll be, a lot of people will see it at Wembley, but like when people watch it on TV or online, obviously they won't film the box, they'll just film, you know, they'll just film their bodies.
Yeah,
it's a bit like when I went to see Sia perform at X Factor last year, was that a year before? And she had to be helped down this massive load of stairs from the glass box she was performing on, but obvs, because of fringe, could not see a thing. It was really funny to watch. But you don't get to see that on TV because it happens during the ad breaks.
No, but you caught a glimpse of her face, didn't you?
I did, actually, yeah, because she could just... She had to swipe her fringe out of the way, otherwise she would have fallen. I'm saying this is no real, though.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Okay. Oh, but Rylan is co-hosting Matt's show tomorrow from 10 a.m. He's going to be pressing the buttons and introducing the news and everything. What, he's going to do the work, the equipment? Oh, wow. I'm going to listen to that. And finally,
Radio 1's film critic Ali Plum used to be a professional table tennis player before turning his hand to film.
I wonder if there's any other Radio 1 DJs that had like a previous life, job-wise.
Yeah, or a special skill that hasn't quite been bought out on radio yet.
I certainly have never had that.
Never had what?
Right, I never had
another
like...
job.
Well, no, I wasn't good at anything apart from this. Mm. And some would say not even this.
Ali Plum, professional table tennis player, that would be a turn up.
Doesn't look like the type to me.
Do you think? I think he does.
Tennis?
Table tennis.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's table tennis. Okay, yes, I believe that.
I can imagine him sort of, I don't know why, I can imagine him just spending hours in front of a table. You know when you bend the table in half for the table tennis?
Oh.
And just play on your own?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing against Ali. I can just imagine him doing that for hours.
I've never done that.
So I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, no, it's not. Hang on. It's not real, is it? Hang on.
That one is no real.
Thanks, yes. Just to confirm, it is made up.
Stuart's inquiry, then.
Ali is giving out the award for Best Sports Star at the Teen Awards on Sunday. And me and Chris are live from the red carpet from midday at the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It is a draw, my friend. I got 20, you got 20.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Friday Best Bits. We're back Monday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. And then the rest of the week, we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmy. Tuesday, we have Honey G on Innuendo Bingo, Pitbull on Wednesday's Breakfast Show, and on Thursday's show, off of Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.